The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 5th. Today's word is parable, spelled P-A-R-A-B-L-E. Parable is a noun that means example, specifically a usually short, fictitious story that illustrates a moral attitude or a religious principle. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Jesse Green. Remotely based on the 1844 Hans Christian Andersen tale The Snow Queen, a parable about faith and friendship, the movie Frozen retained only the central metaphor of a woman who can freeze people's hearts with her witchcraft. The word parable comes to us via Anglo-French from the late Latin word parabola, which in turn comes from the Greek word parabole, meaning comparison. The Latin word parabola may look familiar if you remember your geometry. The mathematical term parabola refers to a kind of comparison between a fixed point and a straight line, resulting in a parabolic curve. It came to English from New Latin, that is, Latin as used since the end of the medieval period, especially in scientific description and classification. Parable, however, descends from Late Latin, the Latin language used by writers in the 3rd to 6th centuries. The Late Latin term parabola referred to verbal comparisons. It essentially meant allegory or speech. Other English descendants of Late Latin parabola are parole and palaver. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.